White. Geelong, Victoria, Australia. March 9th, 1900. Private matter. No one knows this matter but yourself, and I shall not say anything to them of my perplexities. Dear son, I am well situated in the hired house of Brother Star. They have a house nicely furnished and everything comfortable. I am well provided for. I have been talking with Elder Daniels in regard to the journey to America. He thinks he shall be at the next General Conference session, and thinks it is time that I should visit America. I want to go if it is the will of the Lord that I shall go. If not, I wish to remain, but I have no hope of accomplishing anything in the line of my bookmaking. There is Sister Peck set to work. You have not examined her work, she says, to say whether the work is as it should be, approved or disapproved, if she could only know by your examination what you think of her work. Everyone should require this, or lay down the work. You have now seen her, working here, going on a full year, yea more, and not come in to cooperate with her. She does not feel she is treated justly. She has been tempted to lay down the work and not advance another step. She was told you would see the work and instruct her how to do the same, for it was wholly new to her. She told you where the manuscript was laid, that, at any time, you could read it for yourself, and you have had so many things to engage your mind that nothing has been completed. She receives her pay, £2 each week, and yet is not working with any satisfaction to herself, and, she knows, not any satisfaction to those who pay her for her work. I am all the time worried, perplexed, and distressed. Your many engagements, which I can see no way out of, make me feel the time has come for me to change the order of things. Certainly your mind cannot be taken up with so many things outside of the work with my workers, which needs all your brain power and your talent. But to be harassed myself, and yourself perplexed and harried, is wearing on you and me, and I will prefer to have you no longer attempting the impossible. You can find all that one man should do to work with mind and soul in the burdens laid upon you. Now, my son, you need not feel that I expect you to take up the book business, for I do not want you to do it. There is plenty of work in the conference for you to do in publishing many things and keep something coming from the press. But to depend on you to do this, I cannot do it. No more time is to be used and work done to disadvantage. I shall go to America if the Lord will, and in the name of the Lord set men and women at work. The Lord signified to me that these things which come first are not made to appear. Now be free, Willie, perfectly free. I shall have Sister Peck's preparation of matter examined by those I think can give it attention at once. I am not fully decided just who it shall be. The Lord instructed me that Elder Haskell and yourself and Uriah Smith were to be my helpers. Had Elder Haskell remained in Australia, I could have had him and Sister Peck read over the matter together. And he could, knowing the truth from the early stage of the work, have helped Sister Peck to work understandingly. She says she could have done tenfold more if W.C. White had come in close relation to my work, but all that she does seems to be in a mystery. She cannot think she is working to my advantage. You have said you would look the work over with her, and yet you have plenty of work furnished you that has no direct relation to my work. But now, as I dare not say you must drop everything and take up my work, the one work which is of more consequence to me than sanitarium or health retreat or school or church, I have decided not to depend on you at all. You cannot give more power than you have to give. But my way is clearing up, and I sincerely hope that no more discouragement may be given, for I am sick at heart. I will go where I can bear the living testimony, and then secure workers in America to take the burden upon them. I do not ask Marion to go. She can help you in many ways. In fact, I do not want her. Sister Peck's case will be decided. She says she cannot see why she was sent for to come here from Africa to help me, with no one to instruct her, to educate her in the work. I shall not hold on to her any longer if she wants to be set free. I have carried the load long enough. I have sent for Elder Haskell not to leave America until these matters of my visiting America are settled. You cannot do my work, and the work others give you to do, which you dare not refuse. I am perplexed, weary, disappointed. And now, take my books, my writings, and go to America.
Elder Smith told me at one time, when I wrote to him several years ago, that he would be pleased to help me in every way possible, that Haskell and himself were two of the oldest hands in the cause and work of God, in messages to be given to the world. I am sorry, so sorry, that matters are as they are, but see no help for it. I dare not tear you away from the responsibilities that rest upon you. Elder Daniels supposes he will attend the General Conference. I can have Elders Daniels, Uriah Smith, Haskell and Irwin, Edson White, and several others to help me, of women as well as men. Now this is the shape things have taken in my mind. 3 nights I have been unable to sleep over the matter, and I must settle something at once. I am sure I shall not longer urge you to do that which is impossible. Mother. Last night it was estimated about 500 were under the tent, and the best of attention was given. All the office hands are to be present on both Sabbaths and Sundays. All seem to feel very glad I am here. Elder McCullough and family are here. He seems to be fully in the work and expressed himself at this early morning meeting as being in full harmony with the testimonies coming from God to Sister White. The more he reads the Bible and the testimonies, the more deep and terribly solemn they appear to him. He talked intelligently. We had 50 out at this first early morning meeting, and the Lord seemed to be in our midst by His Holy Spirit. All words spoken seemed to the point. And now I must close. All are in good spirits, cheerful and happy. God bless you. Strengthen you for every work God gives you to do, is the prayer of your mother. Private, to be read only by W.C. White.